We are learning Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning 5 lines from the top, Toshema. 5 lines from the top by Toshema. We are continuing the halachis of if there's an iser of achoyis or not. That it comes out that it's b'chaykes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. If there's an iser achoyis bechlal, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's an iser of achoyis. It means an iser of achoyis. Of it is an iser of achoyis also. And dafka achoysay min aim, not achoysay min av, like we learned that from Av Melech. But that, it's only achoysay min aim, not achoysay min av. But this is an issa achoysay. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no issa achoysay whatsoever. That's the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Eliezer. I'm trying to bring riots back and forth for this. Toshima. And this, like, same thing achoysay. And also, same as Shaila, if there's an issa or not. Toshima. Ve'yikach Amram esichever deidosay. Amram married his aunt Yocheved, which is his father, Amram's father's kahas. And he had a sister, Yecheved. And Amram married his aunt, his father's sister. My love. So what do you see? You let him marry, is a Ben Noach, it's all Ben Noach, full Matan Torah. But you see, you let him marry your father's sister. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. My love, the Dosim and Aim. It's an aunt from the Aim, that they shared mothers. Lo Yedosim Na'av. You're right, Amram and Yecheved, Kehos and Yecheved were the sisters, but they were sisters from the father's side, not from the mother's side, and therefore the Kuliyama, that is Mutter. It's Kuliyama, when it's Na'av, it's Mutter. According to Rekiv, there's no Issa Achoyis whatsoever. Rabbi Eliezer, the only Issa Achoyis is only Dafka, Menaim, not Na'av. Toshima. It says in the Pasuk by Avram Avinu and Avimelech, it says in the Pasuk there that he says, that what happened was is that he first said it was his sister in the pasuk. Says that Avram Avinu says that this was his sister. Sarah was his sister, and Lamaisa it turned out that it was not really his sister. It was not really his sister. It was his wife. But he says no, it's true. It really is my sister. That's what he says. Says Avikram Avimelech Avram says, what do you do? Why did you do this? He says he was scared that v'gam omna. He says v'gam omna achoisi bas avi achloi basimi vatili liisha. It's taka my sister through my father's side, not through my mother's side. Therefore, I took her for a wife. So what do you see? Mechlal the basa aim asura tzmash maklar. It's began. It's not my sister through mother. So you see, klar that basa aim asura. So it's a raya mamish to Rabbi Yeza and a kasha to Rabbi Kiva. Because he has to say that it's not my sister to her mother. Great thing, Marv. Tizbra Chaisi Bas Achavi. You think it's a real sister? It's not a real sister. It was a niece. It was not his sister. It was his niece. It was his brother's daughter. That's who it was. It was Bas Achav. And Bas Achav is mutter matter what. Simon Aim Simon Av. So Stamazai. It's no issa here. So it can't mean Kipshuta. Tizbra Chaisi Bas Achav Hava. This is what he's saying. Kurvo da achvas isli ba'ada. Ma'abo v'loim ima. He was saying like Isser or Heter. He was letting him marry her no matter what. He was just trying to say like this, that this is, I say it's my sister, it's really my sister. Has my sister, because the loch is banim, b'nei banim reka banim. So the terach's enikel is like, it's like his own child. So therefore, over here, it's since it's like his own child, so it's like my sister. That's how it is. So because my brother is like a son of the grandfather, and therefore it's like my sister. But it happens to be, he's just saying the fact was it was my sister through the father, not through the mother, not because it was the gay of the halacha. It's in Kushta Musakama. That's the truth. This is the way it was. It was really a sister through the father. This is a fake sister. It's really a niece. But it's a sister through, like Bnei Banim, Erika Banim. And it's only a sister through the father's side, not through the mother's side. That's the truth, not because of Issa and Heta. So, not tomorrow, Vaidah. Toshma, more varieties about these halachas. Toshma, Pema loinosa Odom es bitoy. Why didn't Odom Risha marry his daughter? Kedei, Shiyisa Kain es achoysa. We know that there was twins, girls married, born together with his son. So, Kain married his sister. Now, the Braisa asks, why didn't Odom Rishon marry his daughter? We'll see what the pshat on that question is in a second. Why didn't he marry his daughter? In order that Kain should be able to get a wife. Shenema ke'amarti oylom chesed yibonim. That was a chesed. The chesed was that Odom, that Hashem told Rishon, you're also to your daughter, let Kain marry his sister in order that he should have a wife. Because Oilam Ches Yibana, that was a chesed that it was. It says in the pasuk, Rashi brings down, it says, Kiyigach Ish Es Achoysoi Basov, if chesed who, what I mean chesed means that the way of Matav Akayin is also chesed. But like upon him, what do you see from here? You see from here that without the special heter of the Torah, Halav Achayasir, you see also your sister. You see also your sister. So here, this is a kash on Rabbi Kiva. It says sisters are not also. You see, here's special heter. Mar says, no, you're right. You had a special heter. But Kiva, the history. If I care, this is a raya that it's mutter, because once it was mutter to Kai, now it's always, Achayasir is always mutter. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Now, We spoke out. Why in the world would Adam have to marry his daughter? So Tosfos explains that when Chava ate the Eitz Das, Be'etzem she was supposed to die right away. Chava was supposed to die. The problem was that we didn't want Adam to be without a wife. So the Brisa says, okay, not a problem. Let him marry his daughter. Why didn't Chava die and let him marry his daughter? On that, the Gemara answers because Chesed Olam Chesed Yabana. We needed Cain to have a wife, and therefore we had Cain marry Es Achoysa, and therefore Chava did not die. Zokta Mara Vaita, Omar Rav Huna, Kusi Mutter Bebitai. A goy is mutter in his daughter. Vim Taima Mepnei Ma Loinosa Odom Es Bitai. So one Odom Rishon marry his daughter. Why marry his daughter? Kadesh Yizakai Es Achoysa B'Shavam Chasi Yabana. Now what does that mean that a Kusi Mutter Bebitai? Zokt Rashi, Bein Le Rabbi Eliezer, Bein Le Rabbi Akiva. Because he holds, Rav Huna holds, that you don't learn out Shara Rayas from one's the same first Nakra. And the Pasuk does not say anything about Bita. Now, even though that Bita is one of the things that Bezdin is a Misin Aleha, Rav Huna holds that even so, there are exceptions to the rule, and whatever is not mentioned in the Brayis that's learned out from Sukkim is not Aser. And therefore, Huna holds that a Goy is Mutta Bita. Mashah has a whole stick of Torah on this. It's a little shrek. Rav Huna is not like Rabbi. It's not like the klal of Rabbi Eliezer or the klal of Rabbi Akiva, because here it's Mrs. Bezdin, and it's Bitoy, and it's a blood relative, and still we're saying it's mutter. But what Rashi is saying is there's no makarfa in the pasuk. It says Ken Yazav Ishus Avav Esimay. Either means Avav Mamish, or means Chayis Avav. Even means Even Mamish, or Chayis Esimay. You don't find Bitoy's also. So therefore, Huna says it's mutter. Why didn't Adam Rishon marry his daughter? Teretz is in order for Kayin to Mishmael Mechasi Yabon. Vigadam Riyam Rav Huna Kusi Osir Rabitai. Some say Huna says, who is Osir Rabitai? Teidash and Osir Adam is Bitai. And the words of Lohi, it's not a Raya. Hos Mayan Taimo, Kadesh Yusa Kayin is a Chayisav Shem Doyam Mechasi Yabon. There we wanted the Kayin to have a wife. Therefore, he married his sister and did not let Adam Rishon marry his daughter. Amar Rav Chista. Eved Mutter Be'imoy or Mutter Bitai. Rav Chista Mechadish that Eved Kanani is a new category. He's not a goy, he's not a ger, he's not a Yisrael, he's an Eved Kanani. And therefore he's Mutter Be'imoy or Mutter Bebitai. Yotz V'chal Kusi, he's a Kachna Eldomis, he's not a Kusi anymore, not related anymore. U'l'chal Yisrael Leiba, he didn't come to Yisrael yet. So you don't have the problem of the Drabon that we spoke out in Amud Aleph, that Shema Yoimru Ba Mekusha Chamur L'Kusha Kala, he's not to that level yet. He's not Taka to Yisrael, and therefore it's possible to say he's in a Matzah that he's still Mutter. And he's better, he's in a lesser Kedusha than when he's a guy, because L'chai Yisrael Lo Ba, so therefore every Mutter B'imai, because he's not a guy anymore, so he's a new person, but he's not Yisrael yet to have the Gzeri Dura Abonon. Ki also Rav Dimi, Omer Rav Loz, Omer Rav Chino, Ben Noyach Sheyichid Shifcha La'avdai. If a Ben Noyach was Meyachid a Shifcha for his own Eved, Ubala, and he himself was born that Shifcha, Neregala, he gets Misa. Why does he get Misa? So Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Rav learns he gets Misa because of Gzela. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam and the Ram both learn that it's a din of Eishes Ish. But here it says, Me'emas, when is it considered miyuchid for the Eved and your Nera Galeh, according to Rashi al Gezel, according to Rambam al Eishes Ish, Me'emas? Aram Nachme, the Karu law revisa the plan, when it's called like that person's baby or person's child. That means that they're very close, they're already a husband and a wife. Meimis Hatarasa, because there's no Kedushin here. So when is the Mutter, when is there a divorce between Shifcha and the Eved? When she goes out with uncovered hair. Now we're talking about, remember, a Goy. So this is why a Goy, Ben Noyach gave it. So Rashi says, the first word line of Rashi, She regilis afa nochriyos hanesuois shlulotzeis peroish perua. It used to be, even Goyim with tzniyos, and they covered their head, the Nochrias covered their head, they didn't go out with Rosh Perua. So here, when he goes out with Rosh Perua, we know they're not married anymore. Omer Rav Lozor Machrina, Ben Noyach Shabal Ishtoi Shaloi Kedarko Chai. Comes to the Chiddush, which is a Ben Noyach that's born his own wife, Shaloi Kedarko. The halacha is that he is chayiv. Shenema v'dovak is v'dovak b'ishtoi v'loi shloike darka. We darsh v'dovak means v'dovak b'ishtoi not shloike darka. Omar Rava, how could it be such a thing? How could it be such a thing? Mika midi, and Tosfos Geir says Mika midi Yisrael shari v'kusi v'chayiv. How could it be that something is mutter for Yisrael and a kusi is v'chayiv? The Marshal says we don't like the Gersh Aloy Mechayev because there are a lot of things that Shaul is not Chayev, Mises Bezdin, and Kusi is. But there are things like that. But like Gezel, for example. But it means, it can be the Yisrael Shari, the Kusi Mechayev. How can it be something that's Mutta to Yisrael? So twice as boys are from here, it sounds like, that a person is Mutta be'ishtoi, be'ishloi kadarka. Which he says that he asks the Gemara in Yivamis that says that the Kosha, the Sefer Paragim of the Yivamis, Kosha Shloi Kadarka, Maisa Ervaina. So Haki is safe because there it's Ashkhasa Zara. So Tosfos answers that it's only also if you do it Tadir. But if you do it once in a while, it's fine. It's a big shayla. The Rishonim, some say it's always also. It's a very big tumult. It's not for now, but it's a big tumult in the halacha. In any case, he has to change the halacha. He can't say Benoyach is chayiv because if Yisrael's mutter, it wouldn't be chayiv for God. Elamarova, Benoyach Shabal, Ishish Chaveirish Leikadarka here. So Benoyach is Mazana with the Ishish Ish, but he did Shleikadarka, Potter, he Potter. My time of Be'ishtar v'loish chaveiroi v'dovak. It says in the Pasuk, v'loish le'kadarka. It says Be'ishtar, we don't know Ishish from by a guy from v'dovak Be'ishtar, v'loish chaveiroi. And we dash is dafka v'dovak, dafka in a way where it's a dvekis v'loish le'kadarka, which is not a considered v'dovak, it's not considered kaderach. And therefore, there's no Isser of Ishish Ish by Shloi Kedarka, which is a kula for a guy. By a yid, he's chayiv v'bah Ishish chaveiroi Shloi Kedarka, because we dash him mishk v'isha. But by a guy, there is no chiv of shloi kedarka. It's potter. Amram Chanina. Oyvicham shikas shal. Oyvicham that hit a Yisrael chayiv misa. He didn't kill him. He hit the Yisrael. He injured. He hit him. He's chayiv misa. How do we know? We know from the pasuk in Parashat Shemois. Shenema, it says Moshe Rabbeinu came out and he saw a mitri hitting another yid. And v'yifin chayiv v'chayiv v'yarkein ish. He saw there's no one around. Or like Rashi, he saw there's no descendants. V'yachas ha-mitzri. He killed the mitzri. He killed, why did he kill the mitzri? Because he saw him being maka ish ivri. So you see, if a guy hits a yid, he's chayiv misa. And therefore, you see from this pasuk, and therefore he killed him. V'am Rav Chanina, asoyta lo yishay Yisrael. Someone who hits the cheek of a Yisrael. He gives him a slap in the face. Ki'ilu soit lo yishay Yisrael. Ki'ilu he slapped, kav yachol, the face of the Shechina. Shenem, it says in the pasuk, Moikesh Odom Yola Kodesh, which Rashi explains, it means Noikesh Odom, who's Odom? Klaus was Odom, then Mikri Odom. So Hanoikesh Odom, Moikesh Odom Yala Kodesh is Ki'ilu, he hit the Kodesh Hekdesh in the face. Magbiya Avdai Shabbos, Simon is the three members of Rosh Lakish, Omar Rosh Lakish. Hamagbi Yoda Chaveiro, the famous Gemara. Someone who picks up his hand on his friend even before he hits him. Avishlo Yikol Nikri Rosh. He's called a Rosh already. Shenema says in the pasuk. This is also in that parash in Shemois, where afterwards Moshe Rabbeinu sees Dosan Viren fighting. Vayoyim Bela Rosh. Loma Sakariyacha. Loma Hakisa Leinema. I don't say you hit him already. Loma Saka. Why are you going to hit him? So you see, just by picking up his hand, he's called a Rosh. He's Vayoyim Bela Rosh. Even though he didn't hit him, he's called a Rasha. Just by intimidating another person, he called a Rasha already. Zivri Amrav Chiyar, Nikri Chayte. By intimidating other people, it's called a Chayte. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk by Bnei Eli, the Bnei Eli used to try to strong-arm their way into getting certain parts of the Kachim to eat. And it says in the Pasuk, V'loy lekachti v'chazok, if not, I'll take it forcefully. He threatened them. The Chatas Arm was terrible. So you see, someone threatens other people, Bechazaka is called a chayte. Tichatas ana orim gedoyla ma'od. Rav Huna Amar, there's an einish for this. Tichatas yodoy. You cut off his hand. It means Rashi says if he does this normally, if he intimidates regularly. Tichatas yodish. Nema uzuroya roma. Someone who picks up his hand, tishavar should be broken. And the Gemara says the story of Huna cuts yodah. There's one of the story of Huna taka cut off the hand of someone who is ragel do this. Rashi explains. The sometimes you can make a siyog. About it's not Medina, but you can make a siyog sometimes. Yitaka did it one time. The only takana, only kapara will have is only kvura. The only kapara, the only way you could take care of this guy is only by killing him, which means he deserves really. Lahamis for the kaivrek, Rashi says. We see from a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ve'ish zuraya, the strong person loya aretz. His place is the ground. In the ground, that's where he belongs." Va'amar Rav Elazar, another drasha, a different drasha from this pasuk, Israel Le'ar, it's a whole different topic, a different drasha. Amar Rav Elazar, Le'nitna Karka Le'bal Yisrael. That Karka, if someone wants to own real estate, he has to be a strong person. Because there's always arguments and fights when it comes to Karka, he says, behemoths come in and destroy it, Gadavim come in, people make rumors about it. You have to be a strong person. You have to be a strong person in order to have Karka. Shnama, Ish Zeraya Le'aretz, someone strong, he has real estate. Bar Rosh Lakish, my dechsiv, what's behind this pasuk? So the first member of Rosh Lakish was, the simon was, Magbia, he picks his hand on his friend, he intimidates his friend, it's called a Rosh already. This is the second member. My dechsiv, Oyved Admasi Yisba Lechem. Someone works his land, he'll be full from Lechem. Im Oysa Adam Atzmai Ke'eved La'adama. If someone makes himself like a slave to the Adama, Yisba Lechem. Which Rashi explains, someone who has a property, he has to work on it. He has to be always busy plowing, watering it, pruning it. Then it'll be full. But if someone buys a property and then takes it easy, and he just says parashas aman and things like that, does not work on his field, lo yispa lechem. There's no such thing. Odom la'omol yulad. I heard from a wax recently. It says the world's called the oilam. Oilam is the same letters as amol. Odom la'omol yulad. The school is like a valdik and the helig and the kaddish. But that goes together with hard work. Without the hard work, lo yispa lechem. There's nothing possible. It won't help. You can say parashas aman every single day. It's a school of panasa. But you also have to work also and grab the school of panasa every single day. Parashas aman, like the Torah says, it's not dafka on Tuesday parashas mishalach, every single day. But like upon him, that's the school of. And to bench from a bench also is a good school of. Lav, lo yispa lechem. V'amra Ashlokesh, another Alokha Rashlokesh, Amra Ashlokesh, Oyvah Kechavim Sheshavas Chayev Misa. Oyvah Kechavim that rested is Chayev Misa. Shenemar, Yoyim V'layla Lo Yishvoysu. It says in the Pasuk, that this Pasuk is talking about that after the Mabul, Hashem said the seasons will never rest. And the Rosh Lakish learning is not only going on seasons, it's going on people also. That a person should not rest. The Yom V'Layla is talking about Benoyach, Lo Yishvoysu should not rest. Therefore, you chayiv misa. So, the oivich chavim is rest chayiv misa. Now, pasuk pshat you will learn the meant taf keep Shabbos. Om Ravina afilu sheni b'Shabbos. Even on Monday, if he rests and he has a whole din, he says today's the day of rest. I'm not working today. He is chayiv misa even if it's on a Monday. Like Rashi explains that Ravina is saying, don't only say it's a shem chayva. He did it on Shabbos, or he says he did it on a Sunday, which the Neitzrim keep as a Shabbos. That's Pasha Yechayiv Misa. It says, even if it's a Monday, and I shall affect this day as a day of rest, Yechayiv Misa. Because the Pasha says, V'yoyim V'layi Lo Yitzalav, Lo Yishpoyisu, and by a Goy, Alav will, is Chayiv Misa. Therefore, someone who makes it a day of rest, Lahedya, and doesn't work that day, is Chayiv Misa. Very interesting Gemara, big Chiddush. V'lech Shvei Gavi Zayim Mitzvah. Why is it called one of seven Mitzvahs? Seven Mitzvahs V'noyach Shvei, you're not allowed to rest. So the Gemara Chashav Shev Al Taisa. Kuma Shelik Chashav. Only says things that it says you shouldn't do. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't do a riot. You shouldn't do a avodah. But this is something you should do. You should work. You should work is not counted as something you have to do. A positive thing you have to do is not considered seven mitzvah b'noyach. Fake Gemara Vadinim on top of Amar Aleph. Vadinim. The one of the things of Bezdin Dinim. That's Kuma Sei. When it's counted one of seven mitzvahs, that's something you have to do. The Kachashah, and Mark Kumasei, Vesheva Taisinu. Dinim has two parts to it. First of all, you have to paskin mishpat, and also you can't do avel. You can't do the wrong thing. So, legabe the iser to do the wrong thing, but then that is where it's the geya, the Shev Mitzvah, because all Shev Mitzvah are things you should not do. You should not steal, and you should not do bad din also. You should not do averis through not doing the din. But something that's a mitzvah to do, like working, You have to work every day. That already is a kumah say. It's not counted as seven mitzvah noyach. I think the Hemshach Gemara has shaykhs. It says some oivad admasi yispa lechem. So you have to work to be yispa lechem. Same thing over here. You have to work. You have to, the guy has to work. If not, he's chayiv misa.